The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We have a big show today about an even bigger show coming up starting Friday, May 10th at the Art Center in Carrboro, Walt. And we have with us today the producer and director of From Art Center Stage, Jerry Lynn Schulke.
Hey.
Former host of the Art Spot. And two of the actors appearing in the play, Paige Purgar and Kedrick Shirley. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, tell us a little about what we're going to experience with Walt. I take this to be about Walt Whitman and not Walt Kelly, the creator of Pogo.
Not Walt Disney. Yeah, it is about Walt Whitman. The story takes from Walt, from a young man early in his life. Kedrick plays young Walt. And through his formative years as a young writer, poet, and through to his later years after he's pretty much accomplished his becoming Walt Whitman, basically. It's really about the journey of how one becomes an artist, what influences a person, what shapes a person to achieve artistic voice for themselves. And it's fascinating. I mean, he basically, as a person, was influenced by everything around him. Yeah. You know, his mother, formative years, but also just all the different jobs he had. So everything, there's a lot involved in the play.
And how did you discover this play, Walt?
Yeah, so this is a play that a friend of mine wrote back at the University of Iowa for his graduate playwriting thesis play in 86, but way before Kedrick was born.
And me too.
Me three.
So it's a play that my husband has had in his files for a long time, and every couple of years he'll pull it out and go, oh, I love this play. I wish somebody would do this play. And then a couple of years ago I was like, wait a minute, I could do this play. I have a theater. We could do it. So I tracked down Bill, who wrote the play, and asked him if we could do it. And he has not been writing plays for a long time, although he had just started to say, I should get back into playwriting when we contacted him. So
you lured him back into the stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kedrick, Shirley, native of Bloomington, Indiana, what are the challenges playing somebody as famous as Walt Whitman, but yet from another century, so we never actually heard him talk. We don't know the sound of his voice. And he's famous as an icon, almost as a symbol rather than a real person. But you're portraying the very real boy who grew up to be Walt Whitman.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard sometimes because he's a kind of different person than me. He always looks out when he's talking.
He's just a really different kind of cat from you, so you're truly going to have to act to portray him.
Yeah.
And so, Paige, I take it you play the mother of Walt Whitman?
I do. I play Louisa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did you come to this role?
I'm lucky enough to have done a number of things at the Art Center, specifically with Jerry Lynn. I've done the last two 10 by 10 festivals. And most recently, I came off another fabulous ensemble show, 44 Plays for 44 Presidents. And I had heard talk of doing this at the time, and I wasn't sure I would be involved at the time. So I was very happy to get invited to come and portray this. Specifically, this role is a little different. This is another large ensemble cast and a lot of multiple roles, but I think Jerry Lynn took pity on me after 44 plays, playing 44 different roles. Mostly, I just focus on being Louisa in this one. Once in a while, I'll be something else, but mostly I get to just be Kedrick's wonderful mother and having a great time doing it. So I was happy to be asked.
And how did you get the role of young Walt, Kedrick?
Well, I mean, my mom has been looking for a few plays for me because I've wanted to start acting a bit more. And I just ran across this one and talked to Jerry Lynn and auditioned, and, well, she gave me the part.
Cool. What draws you to acting? I mean, talking to you before the show, you're rather precocious. You're a very bright, intelligent person, and I would take it just from this brief conversation that you didn't lightly choose to be acting, but you put some thought into it.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of fun to become a different person for a while and just be able to change things up. And, I mean, acting just seems good for me.
Excellent. And sometimes that's really all that matters. And Jerry Lynn, when can people enjoy the Southeast premiere of Walt at the Arts Center, 300 G East Main Street in Carrboro?
We open on May 10th. We run that weekend, May 10th through the 12th, and then run the second weekend, May 16th through the 19th.
Thursday through Sunday,
yes, that's right.
So seven performances of Walt, and all the listeners should try to make at least one of them, and it will be just next week. This is May 4th, so that'll be coming out on Friday, May 10th. It'll be opening night for Walt, so the excitement is palpable. People can get tickets by going to the website, artcenterlive.org, or they can call the Arts Center box office at 919-929-2787. And Jerry Lynn, in this last minute of this segment, what have been the particular challenges for you producing and directing Walt?
It's a lot of fun. It is challenging. There's a music in this performance, and like Paige has touched on, people play multiple roles. A lot of the actors play many different characters. So the challenge is to just... have everybody be on stage and change characters very quickly. So from a producer standpoint of view and a director's point of view, those are some of the challenges, I think.
Yeah, those are very basic challenges, but they're challenges that y'all have overcome. And when we come back for the next segment of the Art Spot after these important announcements, we will give you a taste of what you'll enjoy, at least the audio portion of Walt at the Art Center. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL. We have two fine actors with us in the studio, Paige Pergar and Kedrick Shirley. Paige plays Walt Whitman's mother, and Kedrick plays young Walt. And the producer and director from Art Center Stage, Jerry Lynn Schulke, will set up this scene we're about to enjoy.
Yeah. So this is the very beginning of the play. Walt is a young man, and they are moving from their home. Walt's parents, Walter and Louisa, had nine children in total, and they were moving from Long Island, which was their home for many, many years, going back generations, to Brooklyn to look for more opportunity economically. So the dad was going to start building houses in Brooklyn because Brooklyn was just then becoming a city. It was, you know, little shacks before that. So now it was becoming a city, and they're going to root up and move to the city from their home. So that's the scene.
Mother, will there be a mountain in Brooklyn?
I think great ships and buildings, Walt.
And may I climb them? And will I feel just like this? Because down there, I don't feel just like this, Mother. Not just like this. Not at all like this. Not like when I come up here.
You feel just like this when you're in the ocean. Bathing in the ocean, you feel just like this.
I do, don't I?
Come.
I do, don't I, Mother? In the ocean. Is there an ocean in Brooklyn?
America is exploding, growing, people moving, more coming. There's money to be made. A whole new world, and your father is going to build it.
They are going to let Father build America?
No, but they'll let him have Brooklyn. We'll come back to visit. You'll see. We've been here so many years, we are just like the Indians.
Just like the Indians?
Because we are grown in like spears of grass.
We're grass too?
No, we are like the grass. Look. Oh, Walt, my, the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, there it is. Over there is Long Island Sound.
Yes? And the apple trees your great-grandfather planted.
And there's cows.
And there are rivers.
And there's ponds.
And the post road. The tiny people all look identical.
Just like spears of grass.
Very good. A scene from near the opening of Walt, which will be making its Southeast premiere at the Art Center in Carrboro May 10th through 12th and May 16th through 19th, with Paige Pergar playing the role of Louisa Whitman and Kedrick Shirley playing young Walt Whitman. In that discussion, where we could see, much as Jerry Lynn was telling us in the first segment, the development of the artist as a young man, to not use an original term. You can see learning similes and metaphors while planning the big move into the city. That, of course, nowadays you leave Brooklyn to go live in Long Island, but it was much different at the start of the 19th century when young Walt started out. So how far does the narrative arc go in Walt's career? Do we get to his service in the Civil War?
Oh, yeah. We go from Brooklyn. He works in a printing shop as a newspaper editor. He goes down a riverboat down to New Orleans to work on a paper there. Then he comes back. And then, yeah, then we do see George. George is one of the carpenters at the beginning. Walt went to D.C. When his brother George was injured, not mortally, fatally, but went down to D.C. And saw all the hospitals and stayed and was a nurse for many years, visiting soldiers at their bedsides and visiting with them and writing letters for them. And so, there's a whole section in the middle of the play takes place with the soldiers and during that time period of his life. It was very formative. I think that was really when he realized, like, physically what he'd always imagined he wanted the world to be. He wanted this connection, and he was always talking about that. And then all of a sudden, with the Civil War and with the soldiers in particular, the injured ones, he got that connection, and he understood that we are all one. We're suffer together. Yeah. We prosper together. So I think that was a really important time period in his life. Yeah
and I think those times very much shaped Whitman's work. In some ways, he is the poet of America divided and then reunited, the poet of this whole mystique that would develop once in 1865 the language changed from the United States are to the United States is, and that one little change of passive verbs, one of the most fundamental conceptual changes in the history of the Union. Kedrick, what did you know about Walt Whitman before you started learning how to inhabit his youth?
Well, I mean, I knew he was a very dreamlike person, and I knew he was a great poet, and that he spent long times sitting alone with himself just thinking about stuff. And
how's that shaped as you've, or changed as you've shaped your portrayal of Walt?
Well, I mean, I didn't have the clearest outline when I auditioned for the part, but as I went to more rehearsals and stuff, I really found out how to play waltz, and I think I've pretty much got it.
Excellent. And how about you, Paige? What have you brought to being Louisa Whitman?
Yeah, it's interesting and different for an actor sometimes to play a real person. There's real things you can go and do fact-checking and find out. And I was impressed with how influential she was on him throughout his life, not just in his, years as a minor or even living together. I mean, he talks about her and their connection well, into his later years up until the time of her death, that how influential she always was, always has been, and always will be. And that was kind of a put another weight on me that, you know, what I have to communicate through him from the very beginning. And even when I have scenes with the actor that plays the adult Walt, you know, she's still this very influential figure in his eyes.
Excellent. And were there much materials other than Walt's own writings that you could draw on for recreating Louisa?
Most of people talk about Louisa through Walt. I mean, I'm finding out that she, you know, had the number of children that she had, and that they were very voracious letter writers back and forth. Even though she would be considered in some ways functionally illiterate, her style of writing as far as any kind of punctuation and things of that nature. So just little quirks and things about her. But most of the information you get about Louisa is kind of filtered through Walt, which is understandable.
Indeed it is. And we will be back on the Art Spot right after these announcements. We have a very special lead-up event to the Southeast premiere of Walt at the Arts Center happening this afternoon. If you're listening to the 11:30 Saturday morning broadcast this afternoon, May 4th, 1 p.m., we will have a group reading of The Leaves of Grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Song of Myself.
Song of Myself.
Yeah, right.
From The Leaves of Grass.
Yeah, part of it. Yeah, exactly. We've been invited a lot of people out from our community to participate, to be readers. And we have a number of people on board from town of Chapel Hill, from the town of Carrboro, our new, soon to be, perhaps new mayor of Carrboro will be participating along with some council members from Chapel Hill. Then we have actors and writers and a few musicians. So people from all walks of life are going to be participating, taking a stanza and reading it this afternoon.
Yeah, 1 p.m. And for more information, you can go to artcenterlive.org, the same place you can go to find more information about the play Walt itself, which will be premiering this coming Friday, May 10th, running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 10th through 12th, and then coming back on Thursday, May 16th, and running through its Sunday finale on May 19th. This will be a remarkable play. It's the Southeast premiere. It hasn't been seen for a while, so there's every reason to come and see this important play about the great American 19th century figure, one of the icons of the modern concept of the United States. Paige, what have you enjoyed most about being part of Walt?
It's always nice to get a big ensemble cast together, and everyone they all pitch in equally. Everyone is there for the right reasons. It's so much fun to always work with Jerry Lynn. It's such a welcoming place, and there's so much support that we have from the very first read through that we have. We have a dramaturg, we have lighting designers that are there, costume designers that are there, multiple production people. So you really feel very well taken care of. You can just focus on what you need to do and hopefully bring your best to the table as well. But it's always a pleasure and a joy to work at the Art Center.
Cool. How about you, Kedrick? What have you enjoyed in your work rehearsing Walt so far?
Well, I mean, there are just so many great scenes in this play that really develop Walt as a person. And I really think that everything that happened in his life as a minor really affected his later life as a poet.
Absolutely. That's why we all remain so fascinated by childhood, because it does shape the future, and events when one's young that don't seem that monumental at the time can actually make the difference between being a great poet that's remembered 150 years later, or a great nurse who helped thousands of lives, but whose name's completely forgotten. So we'll be looking at the 19th century through the lens of Walt Whitman, seeing how Walt Whitman evolved from the young man that Kedrick Shirley is portraying into the great poet we still celebrate today at the Art Center, May 10th through 12th and 16th through 19th, artcenterlive.org. Thanks to Jerry Lynn Schulke, Paige Pugar, and Kedrick Shirley for being with us today on the Art Spot.
Thank you.
Thank you.